1 Chronicles chapter 17. Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, Look, I live in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord Jehovah remains under curtains. Then Nathan said to David, Do all that is in your heart, because God is with you. And it came to pass the same night, that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell David my servant. This is what the Lord Jehovah says, You shall not build me a house temple to live in, because I have not lived in a house temple since the day that I brought up Israel to this day, but have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another. Wherever I have walked with all Israel, did I speak a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, Why have you not built me a house temple of cedar? Now therefore this is what you shall say to my servant David, this is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. I took you from the sheep pens, even from following the sheep, that you should be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have walked, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a name like the name of the great men who are in the earth. Also I will ordain a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and they shall live in their place, and shall be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness waste them any more, as at the beginning. And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel. Furthermore I will subdue all your enemies. Furthermore I tell you that the Lord Jehovah will build you a house. And it shall come to pass, when your days are expired that you must go to be with your fathers, that I will raise up your descendant after you, who shall be of your descendants, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me a house, temple, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. And I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it from him who was before you, but I will settle him in my house and in my kingdom forever. And his throne shall be established forevermore. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, Nathan spoke to David. And David the king came and sat before the Lord Jehovah, and said, Who am I, O Lord Jehovah God, and what is my house, that you have brought me here? And yet this was a small thing in your eyes, O God. Because you have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come, and have regarded me according to the estate of a man of high degree, O Lord Jehovah God. What can David speak more to you for the honor of your servant? Because you know your servant. O Lord Jehovah, for your servant's sake, and according to your own heart, you have done all this greatness, in making known all these great things. O Lord Jehovah, there is no one like you, neither is there any God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like your people Israel, whom God went to redeem to be his own people, to make you a name of greatness and terribleness, by driving out nations from before your people, whom you have redeemed out of Egypt. Because your people Israel you made to be your own people forever, and you, Lord Jehovah, became their God. Therefore now, Lord Jehovah, let the thing that you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house be established forever, and do as you have said. Let it even be established, that your name may be magnified forever, saying, The Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, is the God of Israel, even a God to Israel. And let the house of David your servant be established before you. Because you, O my God, have told your servant that you will build him a house, therefore your servant has found in his heart to pray before you. And now, Lord Jehovah, you are God, and have promised this goodness to your servant. Now therefore let it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may be before you forever. Because you bless, O Lord Jehovah, and it shall be blessed forever.